Okay, the chair will recognize Dave.
Yeah, I just want to be clear that this is an internship, not an internship program, it's an internship, like an endowed chair. And I think I just spoke to Leslie about just a note on the amendment that we passed the budget with, that any overages would go into training. I'm fighting right now on the finance committee to try and get clear when does it get registered that we have a surplus. You know, one point. But the point is, the sentiment on the committee so far is it's got to be at least two drives so you know you really are going to be surplus for the year before it gets released. So if the funding mechanism goes to the station, if it's a football, I think we should commit as of LSP this year and every year, as a matter of policy, that we raise the money for this internship. I want to remind people that what Michael was doing was, correct me if I'm wrong, didn't he get that money on his own ticket to go to Philadelphia to cover the trial of Lumiere Bujamal? And he was doing that reporting at a time when nobody else was, and he had to scrape that together on his own. So I think it would be a very cool thing for this body, as if, you know, not to just say, oh, we believe or we are a policy, but actually take on and we'll do some work on an ongoing basis to raise some money ourselves to fund somebody who can't afford to do journalism to be able to do it. And I think it would be a nice thing. And I'm glad that Leslie brought it forward to, you know, that's what we're doing.
Okay, now here's what we're going to do. There's one person left on the original stack, not counting Leslie, and that's Jan. Where is Jan? Oh, here's Jan. So I'm going to call on Jan, then I'm going to ask Leslie if she does have anything to propose, then we're going to do a time check. Chair recognizes Jan.
No, I'm going to pass.
Okay. Now, we're going to do a time check before we go to Leslie.
You've got 5 minutes.
Okay, we have 5 minutes.
For everything.
For everything. Clearly, the wild motion, we would have to extend time to deal with that, and we, I think, will. But we only have 5 minutes. So we cannot go on and on. We have to have a point at which we resolve issues. The chair is going to ask Leslie, do you have anything to propose as amendment?
I would like to propose an amendment to Dave's motion that the LSB commit to raising funds for a named Michael Taylor internship on an ongoing basis, and that this internship receives live broadcast when it is offered.
It's been moved and seconded. Is that clear to everyone?
Yes.
There may be a lot of consensus around that. I'm going to open it up to discussion on the amendment. Bill?
I think we just need to clarify. I think we should do this. I'm in favor of it. I just think we should, when we get to the point that it's under the retreat, that's the proposal. But I think we should be thinking about a lot of internships. I think if this whole training program doesn't work, we want full folk and working class folk to be part of it, we're going to have to come up with some money so they can get paid when they're going through it. So this doesn't preclude any of that, right?
Of course not.
Okay.
Yeah, this just has a name on it.
Okay, chair recognizes Jim.
Yeah, can you repeat the motion loudly?
Leslie, repeat the motion loudly.
That the LSB commit to raising funds for a named Michael Taylor internship on an ongoing basis, and that it be widely broadcast when it is offered.
Jim, do you have any comment?
I have a point of clarification. So, are you saying that this is going to be like a fund drive? Is that what you're saying?
No,
she's saying you announced the fact that there is an internship for people to apply for once we raise the money.
Is that the internship be widely broadcast when it is offered?
The internship application process.
Now, is it just clarification?
It's just clarification.
Okay, go ahead.
When you say that the LSB raises funds, you mean that the LSB,
it
doesn't mean that us people here on the board or KPFK.
I have Dave in a personal commitment to see that these funds are raised. How he does that. How he does that is entirely up to him. I will not be here to see this process through. For all the recording, for all the recording equipment in front of me, is anyone recording this?
Yeah.
Okay.
David
knows where his he knows where his stepmother's jewelry is.
I also have a good sturdy witness.
Okay, now here's what we're going to do. I'm hoping we can do it this way. No, no more. What we're going to do, is we have three people on the stack.
Call the question.
All right, the question has been called for on this amendment. Those in favor of ending debate and going to a vote, raise your cards. Fifteen opposed. All right, let's do one. One. Abstentions. Oh, that's right. Excuse me. That's right.
We said no. We're just going to.
We're
not taking
the vote over the vote.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Now there is a possibility here that if the board adds the amendment, then we hear a public comment, and the public comment would be on the motion as amended. So I believe it would be in order for the board to amend, because then the listener sponsors will know what the actual wording of this is. So we're going.
If I'm not clear, if they accepted
lesbian. No, you can't
help me.
It's the body. It loves the body. I'm actually going to, I hope listener sponsors understand, we're going to go to a vote only so that you'll know what the exact wording of this is when you comment on it.
We're out of time.
Well, thank you very much. We have a good timekeeper because she's good. So, because the question has been called for, so that listener sponsors know whether this amendment has been added or not, so that they can, I'm going to call for a vote on the Radford Amendment. Those in favor, signify by raising your cards.
Hold up, you're supposed to get some comment first.
14. No, I'll explain why we did it this way. Opposed?
1, 2.
Abstentions? No, you will comment before we vote on this amendment.
Because it will become.
All right, that becomes part of Adelson number one. Okay, can we go to two? Oh, no, excuse me. No, we have to look at the amendment.
We have to spend time.
And we have to spend some time. Okay, now we're looking at Adelson number one as amended.
We've got to do something about the time.
Oh, the time. All right. The chair will entertain a motion to extend.
So 10 minutes.
10 minutes. There's a motion to extend 10 seconds. The motion seconded. Is there unanimous consent? Any objection?
I object.
Okay, then let's go to a vote. Those in favor of extending for 10 minutes, raise your cards.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 23.
All right, the motion passes. We extend for 10 minutes, Donna, just 10 minutes.
Okay.
Is the body ready to go on to number two?
Okay.
Well, actually, you're right. You know, this is what Terry was talking about. I sometimes forget to do that because it's kind of a bureaucratic procedural thing.
If the motion is going to be his substitute for Leslie's first, shouldn't Leslie be her first?
I'm going to say that we've been over it so many times that we should not revisit it. Members of the board need to know what Leslie's original main motion was. Is there clarity around that? Okay, so now we are not voting. We are not voting to pass Adelson number one.
Okay.
We are voting to substitute it. It's the technical thing that Terry was talking about. Then listener sponsors will know what they will be addressing before we actually vote on it.
What part of the super clarity?
Yes.
As amendment?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. This was Adelson's number one as amended by Radford's amendment. Those in favor of substituting it for the name motion, raise your cards. Opposed?
Two.
Four.
Four.
Abstention?
One. Two.
Three. And the roll call is, what is that? 13.
Four. Four. Three.
Okay. Now, listener sponsors, you will get a chance to give public comment before we vote on that. But now at least you'll know what it is that you'll be addressing. Let's go to Adelson's number two. Let me read it. That the Program Oversight Committee meet with the Banned and Fired and develop language for an apology to be read on the air minimally twice a month during drive time broadcasts for 1 year, and an action plan for restitution.
Point of order, that bracketing wasn't part of the substitute.
I see. So
not part of the motion we consider.
Okay, so let's drop that. You have this in front of you here. The chair would just like a definition of the word restitution. What is meant by that, David?
Basically, to do something about what happened. In other words, it's not just, but let me be specific, the Ad Hoc Program Council met with some members of the Banned and Fired and agreed upon a grievance procedure in the event that something like this ever happened again. So putting such a thing in is a form of dealing with their concerns. Fernando mentioned bringing them back their programs if they wanted. That might be something that's considered.
Okay.
But whatever it is, you talk about how to deal with the wrong minister.
Okay, I understand. Okay. And this has been seconded. Now we're going to discussion. Now we have very little time. The stack at this point is Sherna, Jan, Leslie, Israel.
Yeah, two more now.
Ed, Jane. Jan, you're already on there.
You are. You got a for me.
And Eva. Eva. Okay. Code pink. Okay. Sherna, Jan, Leslie, Israel, Ed, Jane, and Eva. Sherna, and remember, if you can do it in less than 2 minutes, it would be great.
Can I take 1 minute and give one of my minutes to Eva?
No. We've gone this route before.
Move for a ruling.
Okay, I'm going to rule that everyone has been allotted 2 minutes and they should take their own time. Then we won't get into this debate. So you should take your 2 minutes if you need it.
I indicated last time, Mike, several concerns about the ecology part of this, on their ecology. If someone is looking around in the car on the dial and they come upon the ecology, they have no idea what the hell it's about. I think there is a possibility of a liability, at least a legal issue here as well. It's basically saying that there are certain civil rights violations. I think that the ecology part is what I am concerned about. I said that before. I think it is also tokenism. I think what's needed is a program, on-air program about the history of what went on. We have to be educating people. On-air apologies are not only needed, but to open us up to all kinds of stuff.
Thank you. Jen?
Well, I would rather see something that says, if you were wrongfully fired, then, I actually prefer Leslie's version of this rather than this. I mean, when you start talking about Bannon fired, who knows who they are, and then restitution, I spent more than a year defending KPFK from the allegation that Mark Shum was banned and fired and wrongfully fired, and the typical paid lots and lots and lots and lots of way too much money, but you know, it has to be done under the circumstances to settle a lawsuit, regarding allegations that he was wrongfully fired. This just seems to me to open us up to all kinds of possibilities. And we're saying restitution. Restitution has a legal meaning. And I would think that this is just a landmine waiting for KPFK to step into it and go into litigation, add it into the item. And I so strongly oppose it.
Leslie. Oh, thank you.
Frankly, the original motion was very carefully crafted with an attorney. Any motion, it's my understanding, that names names, that gathers people as abandoned fire, does in fact open up some litigation. That is why the original motion does not do that. I would suggest, answering Sherman's concern about reading an apology, that Eva in fact read it herself, if she's willing. And I think that would answer any concerns about whether we were referring to Eva. I cannot support this motion, first of all, because...
Oh, wow, that is a great idea.
I don't care. But I it opens us up legally to naming the band and fired, and it's going to be an exhaustive process of determining who is banned and fired, and it'll probably take 18 months anyway, at which point we'll have to shut the whole process down because we just opened ourselves up. I cannot accept this substitute motion because of legal risk to the foundation.
Israel.
Yeah, I don't think David, despite his good intentions, I don't doubt, has improved on the original of Leslie. I didn't favor hers, and I don't favor his, and I enjoyed the comments by Jan and others. I think this opens up a can of worms, even with the best of intentions. If we're going to correct and apologize, we need to be clear of what we're correcting factually, and we need to know to whom we're apologizing, and we need to be prepared to do proper restitution if it's warranted. That's a whole enormous thing. So in principle, it may be a good idea. In fact, unless this is carefully crafted far beyond what either of them have done, it should not be approved. I cannot approve this. And I stand by my previous words, Harrison, contrary to what Harrison said. I don't take one word back what I said last time.
All right, and Ed.
Well, fully for you.
You bet.
It's
all right, thank you, Ed. Jane.
Oh, you know what I have.
Thank you. This is wonderful. Eva.
I'm not abandoned by it. You're counting already on this? This is obviously managing KPFK, one of the most serious concerns is the issue of liability and knowing what we've gone through with the Chuck case and the money we spent on that case. So the legal issue here, whether you name someone or not, is a major concern. I also see an apology to the band and fired as something negative. We've done something wrong. I see it as lip service. I think, once again, as with the training issue, that you have to go much further. If you want to include the community, then open up the airways. I believe that the issue of the band and fired should go back to the program council. So for me, when we dealt with the issue of the band and fired, some people had 30 people on their list, others had 130 people on their list. Some people we sat with band and fired members in one meeting, and people said, you weren't part of the band and fired. But also, if you look at what we're trying to do, we are trying to work towards drawing communities of color to listen to KPFK and having an apology saying we've done something wrong to communities of color is not inviting to listen to KPFK. As a new listener coming in, it's like, what's that about? Do you really want to get into educating people about the bad history about people of color? Or do you want to take some positive steps and make some program changes? As I said, in terms of programming changes, open up the doors on KPFK.
and allow more people of color to come in. I would think that that would be a positive step to change the history of KPFK.
Thank you, Eva.
Okay, your time is up.
Okay, we've exhausted the 10 minutes. We better have an extension. David. Okay, it's been moved another 10 minutes. Is there a second? I'm assuming there may be objections to this. So we'll go to a vote. Those in favor of extending for 10 minutes, raise your cards.
What are we doing?
I think we need to re-vote this so that people understand. David has moved and it's been seconded that to facilitate number two, we move to extend this agenda item 10 minutes. Those in favor of extending the agenda item 10 minutes.
I have a point of clarification.
A clarification from Grace.
Okay, when you extend time, you have to put in that motion where you're going to take the time from.
Well, yes, I... Technically, but
so
my guess...
So it goes back to David. Where do you want to take the 10 minutes off of?
I disagree. We're going to extend the agenda item, or the registry agenda item.
Right. In other words, it comes off the end reading. Because it's a ripple effect. It ripples down through the agenda.
Well, can we say this is the last extension?
You can say anything you want. I'm just a traffic coordinator. Those in favor of extending for 10 minutes, raise your cards.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Those opposed, raise your cards.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Okay, the chair will move the agenda. We have completed now agenda item 3, but we do have...
Point of order?
Yes, go ahead.
Following what we did before, we should vote on whether or not to substitute this motion for the original main motion.
That's true, and we should take public comments on that. Because people... Now, wait a moment. The chair is not going to go along with this. That's why... Let me just have your attention. The chair was surprised that the body... refused to extend this agenda item. That brings the agenda item to a close.
No, point of order. You're allowed to suspend pending any pending motion at the end.
Yes, but only one. Number two has not been fully debated and discussed and voted on.
So at the end of the allotted time, we dispose of the motion. In this case, we need to vote whether or not to substitute. Before public comment, to decide what the motion being considered is.
Even though the body has not moved to vote the question. All right, well, I will go along with that. We'll go directly to that vote, because the body should be able to make its views known. You are not voting yes or no on Adelson's number two. You're voting to substitute it for the main motion of Radford. Those in favor of substituting Adelson's number two for the main motion, raise your cards.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Those opposed.
What's the main motion?
The second motion.
She wasn't here.
We're just deciding what we're presenting to you. What it is we're presenting to you. Okay.
I think you need to revoke that. A couple of people want to vote one way.
Okay, so let me make it clear what we're doing, and let's have this vote done very quickly. If you vote yes, you're voting to have Adelson's number two replace.
Let Adelson know we're revoting.
Okay, replacing Radford's number two.
Jay,
okay.
We're revoting. Do you want to vote?
Again?
Yeah, because a couple
that's
people were
in.
Okay. There was confusion in the room with some.
Well, I'm confused again.
Okay.
Did the motion, substitute motion, get voted down?
We're not voting on this. It did.
I need to ask for the chair.
Yeah, we're going to see right now. We're going to see right now.
In other words, you're in the process of taking a vote whether his gets voted down or who.
That's right.
That's my objection. You promise that listeners will have a right to speak before any vote is taken.
No.
Let's see if I can explain why this is procedural kind of. Listener sponsors deserve to know what the board is going to vote on. And you don't know at this time whether we're going to vote on Radford's motion or Adelson's motion.
It's either or.
It's either or.
And that's not acceptable because if one gets voted down and I wanted to speak on that one, there won't be any more points in my input. You said that we would speak before any final vote was taken.
Yeah, but it's not a final vote.
Well, it's not a final vote, but it's a final in the bureaucratic sense that one motion can get defeated or the other will not.
Yeah. The same thing as denying our input before any
final vote is taken. That's what
the chair
rules. Okay. I'm just going to explain that.
All right. I'm going to rule that we need to know what the listener sponsors are going to be addressing. Those in favor of replacing the main motion with Radford number two, raise your card.
I'm a listener sponsor. I know what I'm holding on. I know Dave's motion. I know Leslie's motion. I believe we should have a right to input on that vote.
Thank you. I'm going to let the body decide. What Louise is saying is that we should go. So, the body would prefer to go directly to listener comment now. Niall certainly does. And then we'll come back and decide.
All right,
that would be fun.
Point of order, why does that apply to the first substitute amendment and not this one?
Because you didn't bring it up.
No, it wasn't brought up. Yeah, we should be consistent, but the listener sponsors are adamant about this, and I think we can handle it. We can handle it after public comment.
I'd like to make a point of information, Don.
All right.
That as the maker of this original motion, it seems to me that this is a sufficient change. This is going to come up again and again.
Okay.
And it's a matter of judgment as to when the crucial vote is being taken, whether it's when the substitute motion is or before. And I think when there's a clear expression of concern by the listeners, we ought to go.
All right. I'm going to rule. As long as everyone has assured me that they understand what's going on, we're going to go to public comment now, agenda item 4, and that will be for 15 minutes. And listener sponsorship. No, just a moment. Listener sponsor should know how long they have. Isn't it 90 seconds? 90 seconds? Is it a minute and a half? Or was it 2 minutes? 2 minutes. We have very few listener sponsors, so we'll call it 2 minutes. There are some board members. you know, I'm sorry that this is kind of disintegrated slightly. My term is coming to a close, which makes me think I'll be able to go home and sleep at night and not have to worry about this kind of procedure. I'm going to just be sensitive to a listener sponsor who feels so strongly about this that he really wants to do public comment on both the substitute motion and the main motion.
Okay.
I'm going to recognize Sonali, who has a question, and then we'll go to public comment.
I just want to briefly know whether if we have public comment now, then we come back and decide which to substitute for which. Do we have to have another public comment before we actually take the vote? If we do, then we're going to be here all night. That would mean three public comments.
No, we will not do that. If we concede to Louise, then we will not come back after that decision is made.
I want to make a motion that we not have public comment now, that we do the same procedure that we did for the first Abelson amendment. Let's vote it up or down, and then we can move on.
Is there a second to that?
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded that we actually use the same procedure on two that we used on one and not go to public comment at this time. Thank you. All right, I'm going to call this out of order. Our listener sponsors are making this extremely difficult.
You're out of order. Because Harrison Wells made a motion that you are supposed to take public comment before any motion gets voted up or down. That's your policy.
We're not able to
explain. We
haven't been able to explain to the listener sponsors why. Those in favor of that's not what I'm saying. Those in favor of Bill Gallegos' motion, which was seconded, that we resolve number two and then go to listener comments with our resolution, vote now by raising your cards. Those in favor of Gallegos' resolution.
Well, that's the policy. It's policy.
It is not.
Seven. Opposed.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
All right. The motion fails. We'll go to listener comments and Louise is first.
Okay, thank you for that vote. I don't see a conflict here. We're perfectly able to make a public comment on both motions. So we don't need to have another round of public speaking.
Louise, you need to speak up.
We don't have to have two rounds of listener sponsored input. We can take this time now to discuss both motions. So what I want to say is that I recommend Dave Abelson's motion, substitute motion, because as Jane Goodman alleges, the Mark Shub situation, his wrongful termination lawsuit, is appropriate. From the banned and fired to only have cultural capital, which is the airtime that they have, and that is not actionable under law. There's no monetary damages involved in that situation. It differs it from Mark Shub. An apology to the band and fire as a group also is not actionable under law because there's no specific named individuals. So that's also opposite from what Jane Goodman is saying. But I agree that it is more meaningful to name an internship training program under Michael Faber's name than a mere apology as lip service, and that I agree it also creates public relations problems if listeners hear that on the air and they don't have the whole story. I appreciate Leslie's efforts in this. It's very important what she's doing, and I think that if we approve Dave Adelson's substitute motion, it will be a much more meaningful action to a nationally recognized national minority, and it encourages us, Chicano Mexicanos, under the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo, Article 27 of the Civil and Political Rights of Oppressed Nations, when one or brother national minority gets recognized like this, it does send a message to us that KPFK is listening to national minorities, as I feel that it is not doing sufficiently the Chicano and Chicano communities. Thank you.
Thank you.
Very good.
Our next listener sponsor.
I don't know if I'll get the chance to talk about anything else. I will wait to hope that I'll get it. I believe that an apology should be made, or an intention to make an apology, it should be announced, and like the idea of history being used to learn from it. And regardless of the precise technical
language. I think something should go out soon for this board to say we are wanting to address this issue, and then you can start bringing in the people and start working on the committee and start making it more formal. But I think it would be very important at the ending of this, at the beginning of something new, to say something, even if not
here. Excuse me. If people who are conducting private conversations just go to the parking lot area, it's kind of difficult to focus. I'm sorry, go right ahead.
That's okay. And then I was going to say that there's two other names I want to add to the list. They are people who happen to have their programs built off. I think they need to be Tom Dixon and John Deanna Davis. They need to be added to that list. But I don't know if I'm going to have a chance to speak later. I hope I do. So I just want to say, I think, technically speaking, something should be said now before you go into all the details. That will open it up to anybody to come in and start forming a committee to work on it. And you can work on the details later. But first, say something specific, probably keep it yourself. And then just in history, you learn something to say. If you don't actually acknowledge your mistake, you just lose that chance to learn. And it isn't saying there's something wrong with you, that you recognize that mistakes are made in the past. You are not only those you teach them, and you're willing to learn and how you can change. And I think that's the spirit to open up today, that would be good to even me or other people.
Mo and Jan, could you guys maybe move your conversation out? Jan, it's a little distracting. If you guys could maybe do your thing over there.
Next.
Yeah, Lawrence Ray, as you know, I'll tell you, I get very frustrated with the process, and I respectfully disagree with Louis. Louis said, for example, Garcia, in regards to surrendering our public comment time, as long as there's motions on the agenda, I'm not willing to do that. Okay, that's the policy, and I want to hold you to that. Okay, now, we have a cultural problem here, and I'm talking about the KKK culture. So it's this whole entrenchment of programmers not willing to share the time. Okay? That's where the problem lies. That's one of the reasons it's banned and fired. One of the reasons it's banned and fired because they got banned out of their airtime and they got fired. Okay, because of their perspectives. And it seems like it's okay for others to have all a whole bunch of airtime on the air. And it's also okay for others to make announcements about the town hall meeting on the air. When even some of the participants that have been actively involved in the ad hoc committee have not even been offered the opportunity to make an on-air spot for the town. So this is the kind of culture that I'm talking about. There's a real cultural problem. And you know, I support both David and Leslie's motions because at least they speak to something to try to stem this problem that we have. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, you really need to look at de-stripping the programming. You really need to strip it all the way down. We really need to take a serious look as to, you know, why people need to share more time and maybe do some more producing and more engineering. That's what you really need to do. That's the way you go right to the root of this cultural problem that you have. Because people get addicted to airtime. People get addicted to being on the air. And then they ban other listeners for even participating on the air. Okay, and because they have a certain perspective and a certain rap and a certain consensus, and that's what they want to present to everybody else. You know, at the risk of censoring everybody else. So, you know, it's not to you deal with the strip of the program. Get rid of the strip.
Thank you.
You know, get into more, and go, you know. You're my brother, and I agree with you a lot.
We have to do it for everybody.
That's
otherwise,
right.
It's not fair.
That's right. Thank you.
So you have to respect.
You guys get to talk forever. And then you keep talking forever. And you get nowhere.
I'm not here for Puerto Rico to be displayed by us either.
Okay. We're going to ask if there's any other listener sponsor who wants to speak. Now would be the time. Any other listener sponsor? Louis, I'm not cutting you off, but the policy is we gave 15 minutes, and if there are none who have not spoken who want to speak, as long as we keep within our 15 minutes.
We still have 6 minutes.
I
want to second everything that Lawrence just said about distributing the programming. In particular, it's bad for these elections that we just have and the ones we have before and the ones we'll have in the future, because whoever has the most airtime is able to organize the most political constituencies to get out of the vote.
by the cursor. And I think everybody knows that we are talking about Sonali having 5 hours to read. And we really need to have other people have 1 hour here, 1 hour here, 1 hour here, so collective around those hours instead of paying people to get airtime when airtime should be payment to volunteers.
Okay, wait. Now, before you speak, Louis, is there anyone who has not spoken who wants to use these 2 minutes? And then we'll go to Louis if no one is. There's no one else who wants to speak. All right, Louis.
Well, I guess I want to triple Tracy's and Lawrence's comments about the necessity of a weekly schedule. What I wanted to say is that I did sign up to announce the town hall forum coming up. I never received a call. So I want to second Lawrence's statement about that. As a people of color, we strongly feel rejected by the power structure that exists at this station. And we need to call a spade a spade. Thank you.
I hope that was a joke.
Okay, now is there...
I hope that wasn't a joke.
Wait, now, excuse me. Now, one moment. Is there how much time for a public comment?
About 5 more minutes.
5 more minutes. Okay, I'm going to rule that we're going to use the 6 minutes for public comment. Go ahead.
I just want to take 1 minute. It's kind of very clever. It's a very clever thing to do. So others to insert statements from listeners into the motion. And that's been the very first time I ever seen that. I think John Martinez's statement was proven. But all this other stuff, having public comment brought into the motion, that's the first time I ever saw you allow that. You know, it's kind of, well, it's not kind of strange. I mean, these are the kind of things that happen. But it's kind of ironic that you would allow that, as anybody that has a call on a motion could insert statements into it. You just said precedent, so now, that's something that I'm going to take you up on.
You're more than welcome. Okay, how much more time for public comment?
3 minutes.
We have time to respond.
We're not responding at this point. Is there any member of the public who wants to speak who has not spoken yet? All right, Louise.
I just want to say that there's more than one way to apologize. Lip service apology is totally unacceptable. An internship program is the real thing to do.
Wait, what is unacceptable?
Okay, thank you to the listener sponsors for the public comment. Now we're going to return to agenda item 5, the board vote. We're limited now to 2 pro and 2 con if those are necessary. Okay, there's a point of order from Harrison before we move ahead. Yes, go ahead.
You know, I've got old business since May, which is in danger of being forgotten once again.
Right. I do want to point out to Harrison that the vote by the body not to extend the agenda item was a vote of the body. I want to make clear it was not a ruling by the chair. The body voted not to extend the agenda item, which does, I agree, eliminate consideration of your issue.
I did not say that.
Now, what we want
you
to do
is rule that is in fact what it is.
Okay. Now, Sherman, yes, go ahead.
I wonder if when we do after the finishes other things, if we could just see if we can get a consent. Here is the consent agenda item. I suspect that there's absolutely no opposition.
I have found that there's nothing that has
okay,
but that would have to be... Yeah, okay, now wait a moment. Just so people are clear, that would have to be done by the board as a body with a vote Is there another point of information before we go ahead?
Well, it's related to this particular agenda item. I'm not quite sure what.
Okay, now here's where we are. Let me explain where we are. We're coming back to look now on a vote as to whether or not Adelson's number two will replace Leslie Radford's main motion.
Hey,
number
this
two.
Is what I love to Radford. Please,
Rito.
Great. Okay, and Will, and for Niall and others who came late and are have been out of the country and
well,
so on.
Well, we don't have it writing down.
Well, okay, but Niall, we're going to try to accommodate you by rereading it. Niall has this, but she needs a copy Yes, all right. So, one moment. I'm going to ask people to just kind of settle down a little bit, and then I'm going to recognize people.
No.
It's very, very difficult. It's very difficult because everyone is getting a little nervous. It is confusing. So let me see if I can explain it. And Leslie and David Adelson should tell me if I'm right. Right now, we're going to move to a vote as to whether or not Adelson's number two will replace Leslie Radford's main motion number two. We're going to see if it's going to replace. Based on what we've heard and so on, we need to make that. So, does that... That is absolutely right. That is right. That's right. Okay, so now let's... Before we go ahead, do you still have a question what we're doing, Mark?
No, mine was not a question about what we're doing.
You said you were confused. I thought, did you say that you... Okay, well, tell us what the problem is.
No, I'm wondering if we have any room at all to say anything to what was raised by the list of...
Yes. No, we do have.
When?
Okay, let me explain. If you look at agenda item number five, let's look all look at agenda item number five. After we have public comments... We're limited because of a motion that this board passed. We're now limited to two pro and two con. The motivation for that is that we didn't want to listen to public comment. Yeah, well, okay, I'm just explaining. Just listen so we don't have this confusion. So at this point, we will not take time for all of us to respond to comments by the public. All we'll do is take two pro and two con, and they can respond. Now that's board rule. So we're going to, well, we haven't decided. We'll have to recognize the speakers. All right. So now there appears to be the need, and Margaret will come to you. There appears to be the need for people to speak on this. So, because we're limited to two pro and two con, we're now looking at whether Adelson's number two is going to replace Leslie's number two. I'd be glad to take a comment. It will be one of the four that we're allowed now. I'd be glad to take a comment. Are you speaking for or against that?
It's not about that, and I'm feeling a little frustrated because as a board member, I have not been part of this whole issue. I don't know who the band has fired off, for example. I don't know what, and it relates to what I said earlier. I don't know that I'm sufficiently informed to, you know what I mean, the way it's set up is two for and two against, but I think that a number of the comments made by the listener sponsors are of concern, and I do recognize tokenism, and I'm opposed to tokenism. So although I have to remove myself because I don't know enough about the situation, I would hope that as we move forward, that we move forward in a way that offers something concrete in terms of looking at the grid, that we not get into any kind of token effort. But I'm also very nervous about this clumping everybody under ban and fire because there are people like myself. I'm not a listener out there. I don't know what you're talking about. And I'm sure there are a lot of other people out there who don't know what we're talking about. So somehow something needs to happen to inform people so that we are in a situation, you know, where we're, you know, in being a token one way or the other. That's really all I wanted to say, to let the listeners sponsors know that there are a lot of other people out there who are like myself in this situation. I think we have to move forward with care on this. And I don't know if everybody on this board knows who we're talking about.
Yes, I'm actually going to recognize the Secretary's point of personal privilege.
I'm only going to go far as a member of the board. As another individual who on this particular issue is not in a position to speak for or against, I would like to give a short comment other the way that another member has just done.
Okay, ladies
and gentlemen.
Okay, I'm going to let the body decide.
Yeah.
I will tell. The body has to decide. The only way agendas get resolved and are dealt with is to adhere to policies that the board has actually voted. And we voted that after public comment, in order not to open up a whole new 45-minute discussion, which we had before public comment, we said that after public comment, we would discipline ourselves if we needed to do the discussion before a vote to limit to 2-4 and 2-again.
I move to hear from Terrence if he has one abandoned fire.
Okay, so
what?
The body...
Why is abandoned fire?
Why is fire?
Just a moment. So, I'm going to do this kind of informally. Okay, I'm going to do this informally because when issues of this nature that are highly complex come before a board, you can't handle highly complex issues in a simple way. That's what we're facing, and that's the frustration. Let's get a sense of the board. How many want to adhere to the rule, two pro and two con, and go to vote? Raise your card if you want to adhere to the board rule, two votes, two for, two against.
And I think that others call
it. Yeah, okay. Now you're voting just a sense of the body, because I need your direction here. How many want to adhere to the agenda and go 2-4 and 2-against and go to a vote? Raise your card.
Like we just voted on that.
1-2. He just called a re-vote. 1-2-3-4-5-6. Is that up or down, Randall? 7-8.
How many want a more open, continued debate and discussion over the issues? Raise your card. Let me try to get out of this. It will be helpful if people will understand that each of us... Okay, so I'm going to rule that we can only take 2 pro or 2 con and we go to a vote. How many... Who is speaking for substituting Adelson's number 2 for Radford's number 2? Who is speaking for that? Anyone? All right, you have 2 minutes.
I think that it's really clear that a whole lot of people here have said that what we need to do is to examine the history of what has happened. We need to discuss it. We need to educate people who were not conversant with that history, and we need to think about how what we can do to make sure that it doesn't happen again. To be frank, I think Dave's motion comes closer to doing that, but I'm not entirely satisfied with anything that we've considered so far. I think that Eva's comment that the program council needs to be included in some fashion is correct. I think some kind of programming needs to be considered and developed in this area.
Okay. Is there someone speaking con against? Niall.
I'm speaking con against voting. And the reason I am is because I feel that as a listener, and that's primarily what I am, I wouldn't understand
what all this apology would be about. I don't understand. I don't necessarily want to know the whole story. And I think that probably 99% of the listeners will not know the history, whatever it is. Certainly all the listeners that I know wouldn't know what this history is about. And I want to support what Ava said. I don't see it as a really positive thing for the station. I see it as kind of putting your dirty laundry out there. Instead of, you know, moving forward, giving good programs, starting internship programs, opening the airways up for more people of color, and by giving a simple apology, it's just going to make people confused because they won't know the history.
All right. Is there someone voting yes? Go ahead, Jane.
I'm going to speak for Dave only because Dave is preceding, it has taken precedence over Buzz. I actually prefer, look, here's what I think. I understand what you're saying, Nod. I understand what people are saying, like Margaret. But it isn't tokenism. It isn't tokenism. It is time that we're not listening just to listeners. I'm so tired of the whiteness of white. There's got to be a time where we stand up and talk about community. There's got to be a time when people have got to say, I am sorry, you were banned and fired because of your color. And that is a fact. And if the listeners don't know that, then they should be taught that. This is just such a hot thing that has to be taken care of.
It is true.
And I don't care. The station ultimately will not look bad. The station has to stand for something. And, I mean, we're all for saying, well, KPFK does not stand for this or this or this because we're all about community. But when it comes to putting ourselves on the line, we back off. These people were banned and fired because they were people of color. And it's that simple.
All right, Terry is speaking.
The fatal flaw in both the original motion and the substitute and several other motions that have come before this body is that we have governance telling management what to say over the air. That is not the typical way.
Okay, that is four. That's two pro and two con.
And we're out of time.
And we're out of time, which means we go to a vote. These are board rules. The vote is whether or not the Adelson number two replaces Radford's number two. Now, Niall has been out of the country, and she's also, you know, do you have a copy of, did you get
yes,
a
copy? Yes, I've read both of them.
Yeah, you've read both.
Point of information, is there any?
Okay, all right, the chair will recognize this.
Am I correct in saying that this number, David's number two, is substituted for your number one, actually, the other way around?
Okay.
And I don't want to confuse things, but the numbers, unfortunately, have been transposed.
Okay.
If you remember Leslie's statement,
Yeah, that's right. The substance is naming the building, apologizing. Those are the two. Yes, those in favor of substituting.
We have a roll call.
We could have. Yes, a roll call. If you vote yes, you're substituting Adelson's number two. And if you vote no, you're accepting the main motion. The secretary will call the roll.
Backwards.
Harrison Wild.
No.
Donna Warren.
No.
Fernando Velasquez.
No.
Madeline Schwab.
Yes.
I should be repeating. Yes. Julie Rodriguez is not here. Leslie Radford.
No.
No. Margaret Prescott.
Abstain.
Ed Pearl.
Abstain.
Alan Minsky.
Abstain.
Somali Kalhastar.
Yes.
Yes. Jane Halloran.
No.
No. Terry Goodman. Yes. Dan Goodman.
No.
No. Turner Black.
Yes.
Yes. Bill Gallego.
No.
No. Israel Foyer.
No.
No.
Now?
Del Wardani.
Abstain.
Abstain. Jim DiGenio.
No.
No. Maria Armudian.
Dave Abelson.
Yes.
Yes. Greg Aaron.
Abstain.
Abstain. Maria Armudian.
I've got no choice but to abstain.
Abstain. Okay. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 yeses.